Twitter thread by Pekka Kalioniemi, posted at January 22, 2024. In today's Vatnik Soup, I'll introduce a Belgian far-right politician and one of the key figures of the far-right party Vlaams Belang, Philippe Douinder, at FDW_VB. He's best known for his ultranationalism, and for promoting authoritarian regimes like Russia, the CCP and Syria. Douinder's political ambitions started early, and at 16 he founded right-wing student organization NSVJ. Its ultranationalistic tendencies drew the attention of newly formed political party Vlaams Blok, who recruited him at age 19 to become a member in 1981. Douinder's political star rose as he helped launch Vlaams Blok into the orbit of relevant parties, gaining 10% of the votes in 1992 in Flanders. In 1995, he even became party leader and was soon seen as the embodiment of Flemish ultranationalism and xenophobia. Douinder wasn't shy of using racist tones in his campaigns. He coined the slogan Eigen Volk Eerst, Our People First, a message later copied by many other populist individuals and parties whose rhetoric relies on anti-immigration policies. Philippe's little party was even referred to in the political fiction series, The West Wing, mentioning a party called Flemish Blok having an election victory. The president in the series states the Flemish ultranationalists in Belgium. Skinheads really, neo-Nazis have won. 517. Philippe made connections with many European far-right parties, Russian Radina among them. He teamed up with French conspiracy theorist Renaud Camus, writing a book about the Great Replacement Theory, a conspiracy that white Christian life and culture are under threat due to mass immigration. Camus' ideas have been borrowed by the likes of Steve Bannon, Donald Trump, Thierry Baudet, Marie Le Pen, and even Elon Musk. The annexation of Crimea started Douinder's big Russian period. He took part in the sham referendum as an election observer. Journalist Lindsay Hilsum bummed into the Flemish observers, who were apparently both extremely drunk and extremely late from their polling stations. In 2015, he stepped down as the party leader, and now had free rein to go abroad. After meeting Syria's brutal dictator, Bashar al-Assad, Douinder had nothing but good things to say about the man. I am impressed. We had talks for 1 hour, he's a brave and impressive man. In 2015, Russia invited Douinder over in the Duma to talk as a guest speaker. Philippe even had time to take a selfie with his Siloviki idol, Sergei Naryshkin, who is one of Putin's most hawkish supporters. Ironically, during the same year Russia published a report on extremist political parties in Europe, which branded Douinder's Vlaams Belang as a party based on Hitler's Nazism. It looks like someone forgot to send a "they're actually the good guys" memo. Philippe had proven his worth in Crimea, so why not bring him in and observe another election, this time for the made-up Republic of Donetsk? He even took some pictures with the invaders and the footage was shown later on RT. Douinder was also of practical use to the Kremlin. He allegedly connected Arcadia, a Belgian company that produces drones, night vision goggles, 360 cameras, etc. for military purpose, with Russian officials. Just before Russia's full-scale invasion of 2022, Douinder advocated Russia was an ally and Belgium should stay neutral in any conflict. Philippe then showed a picture of him and Grigory Kuznetsov, a man who was later expelled as a Russian spy. In a hysterical turn of events, Douinder was rebranded by the Russians as a European nuclear expert. RIA Novosti reported that Filippo said there are 150 American tactical warheads in Turkey and Eastern Europe, which there of course aren't. He's also supported the Chinese peace plan for Ukraine and naturally blamed the US for the conflict, stating that they like to milk this conflict as long as possible because it benefits their gas and weapons industries. Recently, Douinder and his former associates have been connected to the CCP. Krailman, one of Douinder's associates and the drunk election observer of Crimea, was exposed as a spy who's working for the Xi Gang. Maybe Douinder jumped ship, too? This Belgian endive soup was done in collaboration with NAFO activist Slavawa 2022. I have paused personal donations for now. Please support at u24_gov_ukraine by donating to the Hopak challenge and sending me the receipt.